Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. This month, a lot of people in Jackson County were shocked by accusations that their sheriff, Stephen Rand, is, quote, a multifaceted bigot. That was among the complaints in a federal lawsuit filed against the sheriff. The sheriff has apologized for comments he made, but yesterday the Jackson County Board called for his resignation and added, if he doesn't resign, the governor should remove him. The man who filed that lawsuit is Tommy Schutte, a lieutenant in the Jackson County Sheriff's Department, and he joins us now. Keeping in mind, there's certain language we cannot use on the radio. What kinds of things has Sheriff Rand said that led you to file this suit?
Well, there were several things. Obviously, you know, I had witnessed it on personal behavior. It started back with I have severe hearing loss, and I had to step down from the SWAT team because of that. But he would make jokes with me all the time, referenced me as being mentally handicapped, talking to me in a disabled voice, and those are the things that I had put up with. Matter of fact, I went to a special needs luncheon right around October, put on by a local ISD, and he had sent a deputy, who was a school liaison deputy, text saying, I understand Schutte's going with you today. Make sure they don't mistake him for one of their own and put him on the wrong bus. This is one of many examples of the stuff he said to me.
This is fairly mild compared to some of the things we heard on the recordings.
Correct.
You know, MLive posted this obscenity-filled recording of Rand making slurs against women, slurs against African-Americans, slurs against Hispanic people. Talk about imagining a pornographic film that ends in the murder of a court employee, a so-called snuff film. Why did you feel it was necessary to record him?
Because it wasn't just me. I started having, obviously, I was well respected amongst my peers and subordinates as their lieutenant. And so besides my own struggles and him making fun of me with my disabilities, I started having several people come forward in reference to concerns on his behavior towards them and the things he said. For example, I had a sergeant approach me. He couldn't believe the sheriff had made a comment about an African-American employee about stepping on their necks. I have also heard that comment made myself. But then I had a union board member approach me and advise me that while discussing with the sheriff, referenced an ex-employee who was African-American, the union representative told me the sheriff made the comment that, well, at least that N-word won't be working here no more, or something along those lines. Now I've got other people, my subordinates, reporting this behavior. So that's where it started becoming, okay, it's not just me now. Now I've got a ethical and a moral responsibility to address some of these. So back to your original question, recordings. I didn't get the recordings just to hurry up and get out to the media for a smear campaign. But I got the recordings, which were all done while at work, because I knew that the average person simply wouldn't believe it unless they heard it for themselves. I mean, some of this, you know, people want to compare it to locker room talk, and we're not anywhere near a locker room, okay? These are staff meetings full of his subordinates. But I took the recording because I knew without them, people either couldn't comprehend the severity or the bizarreness of some of these comments, or they simply wouldn't believe it.
Before you filed the suit, and this all became on the record, you actually took these complaints and the recordings to the Jackson County Administrator and the Human Resources Director. How'd they react?
You're exactly right. That's why I did that. You know, obviously, look, I've had a long, great career. I have absolutely loved serving the people of Jackson County. So you can imagine there's a lot of sensitive information in there, and, you know, nobody wants this embarrassment. And so I really wanted to give them an opportunity to deal with this internally. And per the policy and procedures, to report a hostile work environment, it spells out that it has to be reported to the county administrator, which is Mike Overton, and the human resource director, Richard Martinchek. So I set that meeting up, met with both those gentlemen. I told them about my own personal struggles of being made fun of on a daily basis after having my uniform taken from me, you know, the whole nine yards. But then I told them it was much deeper than this, and I explained to them his behavior. At that point, I played the tapes for him. And what I found odd was halfway through the tapes, I believe it was Martinchek, he had made the comment, we've heard enough, we're disgusted, which I kind of found odd because if you're a human resource, you'd think you'd want to hear all the tapes if you're going to truly do something about it. But they cut me off short and said that they'd heard enough and that they would get back in touch with me. So 2 days later, I called Richard to see, hey, what's going on with this? And he informed me the county administrator, Mike Overton, went on vacation. And that while on vacation, he wanted a week to process the information. So I waited till he got back from vacation, and I called, left him a message, just looking for an update. And he refused to return a call, would not contact me. I called Richard. Richard refused to speak to me about it. All he wanted to do was talk about my long-term disability and that process. And I said, well, what about this very sensitive information I gave to you? And he completely blew me off, did not want to talk about it, and said that he didn't have any other information about what was going on.
Rand has been the Jackson County Sheriff for a while, and he's been at the department a long time, about 25 years. You've been there about 23 years?
I've got 20 years. I bought back 3 years, so 23 on the books.
Okay. So is this behavior, this language, a recent development? And if not, why hasn't somebody stepped up and said something before?
Well, that's a good question. You know, and it's tough to understand unless you work for Steve Rand or have worked for somebody like Steve Rand. Steve is the classic definition, I would say, as a bully. For example, in my position and other lieutenants, he will remind you that you are an at-will employee and that he will fire you anytime. You know, it's no different when I was in charge of the SWAT team. I knew my hearing had gotten worse to the point where I was not only, I was a liability. I was a danger to my teammates along with myself.
This hearing loss, is this work-related?
Yes, it's the, you know, they sent me to a specialist and the specialist put on there more, most likely than not, work-related sound exposure. I know what it's from the flashbangs, you know, because I passed the MCOLs, obviously, to get into the academy for my hearing. I passed a SWAT physical for my hearing, but obviously the years of flashbang use and stuff.
I didn't want to get you off your story,
okay.
But I just wanted to clear that up.
So, you know, but just like in I reported my hearing, when I wanted to step off the team, he would call me, you know, the P word, and he would threaten to demote me. He would ask if I wanted to go back on the road. He didn't want me stepping down because he wanted to stay in control. He wanted to be able to say that his sheriff lieutenant was running the SWAT team because we're a multi-jurisdictional SWAT team. I mean, we're made up of both city, police, and county. And he didn't want the city taken over. I mean, that's just my opinion. But I went ahead and did it anyways and reported it. And as soon as I reported it, they stripped me of my uniform, said I was a liability, and I could no longer carry an exposed gun or badge. And I did that for quite some time.
So we've heard the tapes and all these racial slurs and insults about women who are involved in the department or in the courts. Were there other things he demanded of employees, deputies?
Yes, he would constantly ask deputies about, you know, he would make sexual comments about other female deputies to them, and they were reporting this to me. This was the stuff being reported to me. But in one particular incident, a deputy who's an outstanding deputy, he came to me, and the sheriff was aware that he was having a relationship with another female employee. The sheriff began asking him questions about it, and then ultimately the sheriff ordered the deputy to see intimate photos of his girlfriend.
The sheriff wanted to look at them. Is that what you're saying?
The sheriff wanted to look.
And he ordered the deputy to show them.
Correct. So this deputy reported that to me. Again, this was all going on my shoulders here. Another issue was shortly before October, a deputy, a longtime deputy, reported that he had heard a gunshot. He thought maybe somebody shot the sheriff because the detective's office is right down from the sheriff's office. He heard a gunshot. He goes down to inspect it. He looks in. He sees the secretary with a panicked look on his face. He can smell gunpowder. He walks in, and he describes seeing the sheriff standing in front of the secretary's desk holding a gun. And the secretary said he was playing with it and didn't realize it was loaded, and he shot a round just right in front of her desk. He had the detective take a piece of square carpeting, covered up, and that was it, never reported it. The deputy obviously has some ethics and integrity. Came to me and said, listen to what happened. And so I told him, obviously, do a report on your own, give it to me and on your own file. That way you did the right thing in reporting it. But this is the type of behavior that people were reporting to me. And what's so frustrating is, you know, having taken this information and going to Mike Overton, the county administrator, and going to the human resource director, and they were more concerned whether they're going to save a dollar off an assurance for my hearing than they were about what these employees were going through. And I would hope, now since people know the truth, I was a lieutenant, people coming to me, on top of my own disability discriminations, I had an ethical and moral and a legal obligation to report this.
Sheriff Rand says he does not intend to resign. How well is the department going to perform with this kind of cloud hanging overhead?
That's why I want to get the story out. You know, I think Sheriff Rand probably, even looking at the audios, he thinks it's just a one-on-one attack from me to him, and that's what I want to get out, the truth that that's not the case. You know, I put up with a lot from that man over the years, but once the deputies and even a couple other command officers, again, this isn't just me trying to smear Steve Rand. Am I upset with him? Absolutely I am. And he would be, you know, at this point in my career, to put up with his harassment that he thinks is funny. You know, that's the problem, right? Anything he does, he thinks is funny, and he demands a laugh, because if you don't laugh, you're no longer in his circle. But the biggest issue is several people reported wrongdoings to me. And once it involved other people, now I had deputies asking me, what have you done with it? Have you reported it? Well, obviously, I would hope anybody in my position, if they have subordinates or anybody else reporting wrongdoing, would do the ethical and the moral thing and report it. And that's what I did.
Tommy Schutte is a lieutenant in the Jackson County Sheriff's Department. He's filed a federal lawsuit against Sheriff Steve Rand, describing him as a multifaceted bigot. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
A few notes here. Sheriff Rand's office did not immediately respond to our interview request. On behalf of the Jackson County Administrator and the Human Resources Director, an attorney representing the county, emailed us a statement that reads in part, quote, "The county vehemently denies any wrongdoing associated with the events alleged in the lawsuit about the sheriff's office. Jackson County, through its policies, has publicly and systematically condemned the contemptible speech and conduct alleged in the lawsuit about the sheriff. Jackson County, like the public, is as shocked as anyone by these stunning allegations," end quote.